Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 291. Yesterday, our topic of discussion was the cervix mucosa. The passageway from the cervix to the exterior of the body is the vagina. Today, we will talk about the mucous membrane of the vagina. The vagina, just like cervix, is composed of muscles in the outside wall. There is an interior surface, a layer consisting of connective tissue that allows sufficient elasticity during sexual intercourse and childbirth. There is a constant moisture inside the vaginal canal, even though there are no mucus secreting glands in its mucous membrane of the inner lining. This is because the vaginal walls are permeable to the blood plasma to seep through. But as we learned earlier, the Bartholin's glands positioned at the opening of the vagina facilitates the penetration of the penis by the mucus it produces. When a female becomes sexually aroused, it is the increased blood flow to the vaginal area that causes more fluid to seep through and maintain sufficient moisture during sexual intercourse. We are studying vaginal mucosa today because it is also consisting of squamous epithelium originated from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex. It may be specially noted that the vagina does not have a submucosa derived from the endoderm. The brain-level controlling center of the vaginal mucosa is positioned in the sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. Here again, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, meaning the right half of the vagina is controlled from the left cortical hemisphere and the left half of the vagina is controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. It shall be noted specially that the vaginal mucosa and the epidermis of the external genitalia share the same brain release. Now it will be easy for you to appreciate and understand the biological conflict linked to the vaginal mucosa. It is a sexual separation conflict associated with the vagina. We can say that it is similar to the sexual conflict related to the cervix mucosa, but please understand that the conflict linked to the vaginal mucosa is a separation conflict and at the same time sexual conflict. An unexpected loss of a sexual mate, sexual rejection, impotence of her sex partner, finding that her partner is sleeping with someone else, suspicious or conviction that her partner has sexual contact with another female, etc. are the situations causing sexual conflicts similar to that related to the cervix mucosa. The sexual separation conflicts occurring in situations like not wanting to have sex, maybe because of a lack of emotional intimacy, painful intercourse, insufficient foreplay, unwanted sexual practices, fear of getting pregnant, fear of contracting a venereal disease, etc. are specifically linked to the vaginal mucosa. We should appreciate the wisdom of Dr. Hammer, who, with the evolutionary reasoning, revealed to the world that the territorial, sexual, and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes associated with organs and tissues derived from ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex. He categorized the SBS of the vaginal mucosa in the outer skin sensitivity pattern with hyposensitivity during CA phase and epileptochiasis and hypersensitivity during the healing phase. Being a tissue of ectodermal origin and controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is ulceration or tissue loss in the vaginal mucosa during conflict active phase. At the same time, there will be a decrease or a complete loss of sensitivity. This hyposensitivity or numbness of the vaginal mucosa has the biological purpose of not being able to feel anything in order to be better able to cope with the sexual separation. It is interesting to study the short-term memory loss with the separation conflicts. Long-lasting ulcerations can lead to vaginal dryness. It can become a chronic condition because the pain during intercourse can again cause new sexual separation conflicts, along with the distress of not being able to produce sufficient vaginal mucus. Vaginal lubrication is controlled from the parasympathetic nervous system. As a result, in a stressful condition, a woman cannot have a moist vagina, just as a male cannot have a normal erection under stress or sympathicotonia. During the first part of the healing phase, or PCLA, there is a replenishment of the ulcerated tissues by cell proliferation. As a result, there will be vaginal dermatitis, vaginal itching, pain, etc. With an inflammation, the condition is known as vaginitis. There can have discharge of clear fluid or bloody fluid. It can even be yellow with bacterial activity. In the absence of fresh conflicts, the SBS can become complete following epileptoid crisis and PCLB. During epileptoid crisis, as usual, there can have troubled circulation, disease spells, disturbances or complete loss of consciousness along with a drop of blood sugar. Blisters and sores in the vagina are known as vaginal herpes. Conventional medicine wrongly considers them as sexually transmitted diseases caused by herpes virus. There is no proven evidence for this claim. Also, the affections occur during the healing phase. Vaginal warts, also called vaginal condyloma or genital warts, are also occurring due to long-lasting or relapsing conflict activity and healing. Friends, understand well how every popular medical condition is explained rationally and scientifically, and of course differently by German New Medicine. Learning GNM is truly repaying. Spend more time for it. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.